because I now have a Sunday morning tradition of going out to Waverley Cinemas in Waverley, of course, of all places.
I like this tradition.
And they have $6 tickets if you go on the Sunday morning.
$6.
So I'm like so down for this concept. So I'm going to go see a movie every Sunday morning.
Oh, wow.
And hopefully review it for you guys here on InJoke because it's good fun. But the trip to Spain, the third in the series of the trip films, the trip to Spain, funnily enough, sees Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon taking a trip to Spain. Rob's character, Rob's character himself is a restaurant reviewer and takes Steve, who also plays himself, along for a trip of food, sights, and banter. And emphasis on the banter, because banter is the main and really only source of legitimate humor in this film.
Okay.
And if you're tuning into InJoke for the past few weeks, you'd find I have a little bit of a problem when it comes to sort of banterous, improvised humor. And even a whole movie is of kind of just that is a bit grating.
Okay.
So there's some points where it's clearly scripted, because no like normal person can figure out these jokes like on the spot.
Yep.
If they could, it'd be great. Imagine in a world where someone could come up with these amazing jokes on the spot. But I guess, like, to give Steve and Rob some credit, the impressions they're now notorious for are, like, incredibly spot on.
Okay.
Like, there are parts in this movie where they do impressions of Humphrey Bogart and Casablanca, Sean Connery, and they
Classic.
Even did, like, radio presenters.
Oh, okay.
Which was really funny. There was this point in the movie where they were like driving in the car, and it's weird because they don't play the radio in the car, they like sing the radio themselves because they're so kooky and crazy and wild. And they were singing of all songs the Spanish Flea, which was quite funny. But then they like pretended to be radio presenters and they were like, you know, you're listening to Spanish radio, and that was the Spanish Flea, and it was quite funny. But those impressions are really spot on. But oh my god, it got so tiring really, really fast.
Did it just feel like it was on repeat
a bit,
the same?
I've never like been this most like self-aware in my life, like noticing how less and less I'm laughing.
Okay.
Is something I've never really noticed before, but it was sort of like on a downward trend of less laughs per joke.
Oh no.
Which is rare. Usually comedy gets funnier as it goes along, and you know, you sort of start to pick up on the things.
Build and build.
And I understand that through the series, Rob Brydon's supposed to be the sort of like annoying friend.
Is he the one? Does
Rob Brydon.
And his character is Rob Brydon's character, he is like the state. He's a dad, and he just kind of needs that escape. He plays that kind of cliche. I saw in the trailer that he just sits there and he's like, "Yes, take me to Spain."
Yeah.
And the other one, he's just, you know, living the jet set life.
I think
from New York.
In the original film, Rob Brydon was sort of he was doing a review, and then he like got mixed up with Steve, and then they did reviews together, and then it was like that, you know. Unlikely couple or something. Steve didn't want to be there, and Rob is just really annoying. I thought that was like the sort of relationship they were going for in previous films, but in this one, their dynamic wasn't really happening. They both really seemed sick and tired of each other, and they were both
awkward?
Like, "Oh, we're old men. Oh, this is what it's like being in your like midlife crisis." And I was like, I don't know if I wanted to watch a movie about. It seemed like a documentary of sorts.
Seems like a really bad version of Idiot Abroad.
Yeah, pretty much. It was so strange. It was just played like a documentary, and you see them driving along the coast, and they're sort of like talking about all these things. It's as if, you know, it was like a fly on the wall movie. But then they have these ridiculous plot points as well. There is a plot.
There is?
Surprisingly.
Oh.
And the plot points are only sort of like existing through family. So, you know, as you said, Rob is recently a dad. He has an older daughter, but he was recently a second dad.
Yep.
And, you know, he's sort of dealing with being away from his newborn son and he's sad. And Steve has a 20-year-old son. Who sort of gets into relationship troubles, and you know, he's all sad because his son was supposed to come to Spain with him and he never made it. And you know, he's brooding and sad.
Aww.
And he has like relationship.
Woe is me.
Exactly.
Welcome to the real world, mate.
Which is kind of like the problem with it. It's like, welcome to the real world. I don't really want to watch The Real World and my funny comedy flick about two people eating food together. Mm-hmm. Speaking of food, oh my God.
Great food?
The food in this movie is ridiculous.
And I will say that Spain holds great food because I was in Spain. I'd love to say this. I'd love to say 2 months ago, but it was actually now, maybe like 8 or 9. And the food is fantastic.
Paella? Yes, please.
Oh.
But this was, because there's a restaurant reviewers, they're going to like really, high-end mm-hmm. restaurants. You know, there's scenes where they have this like chorizo, mm-hmm. a chorizo.
Chorizo.
That is, just looks ridiculous. I wanted to eat it. Which, there's also some scenery porn as well. Yeah. Like, I'm going to Spain. Now, I have to.
You have to.
It looks so beautiful.
I have to say, though, the different parts of Spain are really different. Just to go a little bit off track, they're really different. The north to the south and sort of central Spain. And I hear great things just so you know about the south of Spain.
Yeah.
I stayed right in the centre because you kind of typically have to go to like Madrid and Barcelona. Mm. But if you do the coastline, it's beautiful and the food's amazing.
It was just so interesting how you usually like watch a like getaway or something, and it's just like oddly filmed scenery shots. But in mm-hmm. this, it's like high budget, fantastic cinematography of all these Spanish vistas and mm-hmm. areas. It's beautiful. It's just a shame there was like a comedy somewhere in between that. Like, I would have loved to just have seen videos of the Spanish countryside. It would have been great.
Would it be much better?
I think so. So, because when it was funny, it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as the movie went on, it sort of got less and less funny.
From what I could tell, it just seemed that they tried too hard at the same kind of things.
I think they've recycled jokes.
Have you seen the trick 1 and 2?
No.
Okay. So I'm curious if it's the same formula.
It might be.
And if it's just a bit like The Hangover in terms of 1, 2, and 3, it is just the same kind of... Someone gets married, someone gets lost, and then they find each other. Mm. There's been a big adventure in the middle.
I think they're trying to add new plot points into each film.
Okay.
And maybe this one was like an experiment.
Okay.
With a new kind of plot point.
Okay.
And maybe they didn't. Hmm. It didn't work out so well. But that's okay. I guess with like a rating and a recommendation, mm-hmm. I'd say this film was like very average. It entertained me. And it was, you know, Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan are very funny men.
Yeah.
They're great. The problem is maybe that they're just old white men.
Yeah.
And you just follow them around for a while.
Maybe it might appeal to an older audience.
I think it would. But if you're a sin listener and you're listening, you're probably not particularly jumping for joy over a new trip film. But if you know, you're interested in seeing two of Britain's best comedians in a film,
100%.
It's really hard to see that these days.
Yep.
Because, you know, the best of British comedians are in the Emoji Movie. So,
Really?
Yeah. What's his name?
I only heard about the Emoji Movie about a week ago, about its existence, and just, I was shocked.
It does exist.
And we've got to that point in the world that we're making films about emojis. I feel that there's a lot more going on in the world that we can move on to. And if we're now just heading towards emojis, what? The only way is down.
Exactly.
There's no way up. There is no way going up from that.
Well, sadly, it'd be better than the Emoji Movie. So that's probably a good rating, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair enough.